Hi, WABX.
Hey, it's Brad Williams calling in.
Brad Williams, how you doing, man?
Wonderful. Has anyone ever told you you sound like Mark Norman?
They have not. Who's Mark Norman?
Mark Norman is a great comedian.
Oh, dude. And I gotta check him out for real now. Coming to the Victory Theater February 11th, comedian Brad Williams. How you doing, dude?
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me. And for your listeners that just heard my name and went like, oh, I don't quite know who that is. I don't know who Brad Williams is. Well, that's okay. Has a dwarf told you a joke on Instagram? Okay, that was me. So if you've seen a dwarf on Instagram tell you a joke, that's where you know me from.
I got a feeling they know you from some other places, like if they're familiar with the show called Mind of Mencia from back in the day at Comedy Central.
Yeah, you know, if you were watching Comedy Central 15 years ago. But yeah, great. Thankfully, I've gotten to do some other stuff and got a few specials out there that people have enjoyed, and I'm looking forward to coming to Evansville on February 11th.
Now, tell us the backstory. This is a really epic backstory of how you got discovered in the first place.
Yeah, so I got discovered. I was in the audience of a stand-up comedy show one night, and the comedian on stage was making midget jokes, of which I am one. I know I don't sound like one. I don't call you guys up like, I'm playing with football. But I was in the audience and started making dwarf jokes. The audience around me was not laughing, and the comedian noticed that and said, what, is one of them here? And I just raised my creepy little hand in the air like, hey, what's up? And the comedian called me up on stage. He asked me questions, and I answered them honestly. I wasn't trying to be funny, but my answers got laughs, and that was the bug that bit me. And then I started doing, like, I signed up for an open mic night the next day. I remember the comic asked me what I did for a living, and at the time, 19 years old, living in Orange County, California, I did what a lot of teenagers did to earn a couple of bucks. I worked at Disneyland, and I said that. The audience kind of laughed, and I looked at them and said, shut up, I'm not one of the seven.
Yeah.
And see, it still gets a laugh to this day.
Yeah. Love it. And could you imagine doing anything else, though, now that you've been in the game so long?
Well, yeah, I've been in the game now 22 years, so I would say that no, I cannot imagine doing anything else, and I'm not trained to do anything else. I'm like maybe one of those people at the carnival that guesses your weight. Like, I could do that just because I'm good on a microphone, but I don't have any other skill, so I'm really glad this whole comedy thing panned out.
So who are some of your other comedy influences, some of your faves?
Man, I'd have to go, it depends on how old school you want to go. If you want to go as old as I can, my earliest influence was Jonathan Winters. Then we move up to Robin Williams. Loved Robin, got the pleasure of beating Robin Williams
twice. Oh, man, so lucky.
And yeah, the first time was one of the most amazing stories ever. I was on stage in Mill Valley, California, which is just north of San Francisco. I got off stage. Robin had been in the audience. I did not know that. And he burst into the green room after my set and just goes, oh my God, Mr. Williams, you're like Prozac with a head. And that's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me ever. And so that, I got a chance to meet one of my heroes. So yeah, Robin, Jonathan Winters, in terms of guys doing it today, love Jim Jeffries, love Bill Burr, and those are some of my current favorites.
I know that you do some other stuff other than stand-up. I heard you got a podcast.
Yeah, I think that's part of the kit of being a comedian now. You have to have a podcast. It's kind of like you can't just be on stage. And my podcast is called Heightened Babble, and me and my opening act, who's basically my twin brother, and you could tell by looking at us, because I'm a 4'4" white guy from California. He's a 6'3" black guy from Florida. We look exactly alike.
Oh, yeah.
And we just take weird stories that we find in the news, stuff that you may have missed your timeline, and we bring it to the forefront, and we crack wise about it. I'm not trying to influence you politically. I'm not trying to do sports takes. We're just trying to make you laugh for an hour. So that's what we do on the podcast. It's a lot of fun, and so far the reviews are good.
You know, with all the craziness of the world today, a laugh goes a long way, I'm telling you.
Man, it does. And whether you're wanting to listen to a podcast every week that makes you laugh or go see a live show February 11th at the Victory Theater, just know that my comedy isn't political. Don't care how you vote. Don't care who you lay down with. Don't care what race you are. I just want all different people in the Victory Theater at the same place at the same time having the exact same thought, which is, well, that dwarf is funny.
So you got any upcoming projects?
I just shot a comedy special of a few weeks ago. So that will be coming out in 2026. So, you know, follow me on various social media platforms and you'll find out when that is. But if you want to see it live, and it's always the best ways to experience it live, go to bradwilliamscomedy.com, get a ticket, February 11th, Victory Theater. I will be happy to share the new material with the good people of Evansville.
All right, looking forward to that show, February 11th, Victory Theater. Thanks a lot, Brad.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on.